How many of you are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra? Please raise your hand. Almost everybody. Chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the most efficient method in this Kali Yuga. As it is described in Kalasantarini Upanishad, which is part of Yajurveda, that easiest way to cross over the sufferings of this material world, especially in this particular Kali Yuga, the 16th syllable Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
is the most efficient method to cross over and get liberated. It is extremely difficult to even get liberated in Satya Yoga unless you perform as pastimes or passing times, what we call, for about several thousands of years in meditation. If you have a lifespan for 100,000, several thousands of years in getting into austere and meditation aspect, that's not difficult. Then and then one can be liberated, and then after liberation one is getting the occasion to chant Hare Krishna. Without that initial purification, one was not able to take the holy name of the Lord. That methodology was very strict. In Treta Yuga, the lifespan was 10,000 years, and those who are aspirants of achieving the liberation, they have to go through grilling exercises of performing fire sacrifices. He alone cannot do. So four people are minimum required at that time. And all four sits around the four sides of the fire sacrifice. One is called Brahma, who is the overseer of the entire process. Second is called Samvedi, who is reciting precisely the mantras of oblations. The third is a Hota. Hota means one who offers the oblation. And fourth one was a Ritvik, that he sees the methodology, whether it is correct or not. That's all. When four were competent enough to perform a fire sacrifice, they would invoke the presence of the Lord. Then that fire sacrifice was successful. But during that time, so many demons were against these rishis who were performing fire sacrifices. They're defiling the fire sacrifice. They throw stool, pus, urine, bones, carcasses in the fire sacrifice from the top, and it will be completely spoiled. Even during that time, Lord Ramchandra took birth, and Vishwamitra Muni took Ram and Lakshman both to protect the Rishi Munis in performance of fire sacrifice. Can you imagine such difficulties during those good times? More scheduled incarnations came during Satya Yuga and Treta Yuga. So difficulty was there. And after purificatory processes, then they would invoke the presence, but the Lord will not become so easily pleased by these oblations. And they need so much expertise. Today who perform fire sacrifice is a blind imitator. He doesn't know that this is not the methodology to be acquired. But in offering oblations, Yajna Vidhi is very glorious by its nature. So, if it is conducive to devotional service, then it's okay. Shastra does not permit otherwise. In Dwapara Yuga, people have to be so much affluent, prosperous, that they have to worship Lakshmi Narayan with so much gold and other precious metals. That was the means, the dana dharma. Charity for Krishna. Then there was purification. After proper purification, the holy name was available. In Kali Yuga, there are no scheduled incarnations of the Lord coming. Unscheduled comes, but we do not know, because they come in disguise. The qualification in Kali Yuga is very, very negative. Prayana alpayasya sabhya kalavasmin yuge jana mandasumanda matayo manda bhagya yupadrata. Every member who have been born in this particular age of Kali, which has just started 5,000 years back, all the generations, previous and future even, they will not be lucky. Because more the Kali Yuga will go, more they will go in the grip of the effects of Kali. That they will be so much disturbed, so much disturbed. There is no hope for them that they can ever become liberated. Why? Because the disqualifications are imposed by the age. First of all, we'll be short-lived. The span of our existence from Satya Yuga to Kali Yuga, it decreased thousandfold. 100,000 lifespan, 100,000 years lifespan decreased to only 100. Can you imagine? And the average life expectancy in the United States is hardly 73. The rest of 27 is the text to Kali Yuga. We have to give the text 27% of our life. He takes away. Elsewhere it is so much less. India is increasing up to, I think, 60-65. But previously, when it became independent, it was hardly 53%. So, alpayushya means very short life. Manda, they are lazy. The mode of ignorance is so much pounding on us. Sleep. Sleeping is the best recreation. People love to sleep. Kids love to sleep. Everybody loves to sleep. Who doesn't love to sleep? But the sleep is disturbed because of anxieties and so many things. You can't sleep properly even. I couldn't sleep even yesterday. But it was a different reason. If I take late prasadam, it's indigestion. And I have to sit instead of sleep. Meanwhile, I'm in America and devotees from Australia and faraway places, they call me in the dead of night because it's their morning. They don't consider whether it's my night or not. Disturbance, but what you can do? You are stuck with it. Manda means lazy. We don't want to get up. Manda bhagya. No, sorry, manda mati is also there. Manda matayo. Su manda matayo. Su means very great. Mati. Manda mati. Manda means intelligence is not there. When intelligence becomes lazy, what will happen? It's called foolishness. There is no intelligence. Intelligence has to be sharp. That sharpness is not there. I'm speaking and people will understand differently. Everybody, tunde tunde matirvinna. In every cranium there is a different kind of mentality to understand you. Different degrees of perceptions. So understanding will be different. That's called sumandamati. Mandabhagya means unlucky. Is there any great fortune here? We may consider to come to United States is a great fortune. You better wait till Donald Trump comes. He will not leave you in peace. He'll be a point of anxiety day and night that people will be somehow or another wants to get rid of him by hook or crook. But this is the great land of America, the land of free and brave. Okay, so what? So, mandabhagya. The misfortune is always lurching upon us. If we are not careful, mandamati. Upadrata, we are always being disturbed by ISIS. Increasing disturbance. Since September 11th. America started putting up the national homeland security, and they put up the measurement of the level of fear. The level of emergency means it is counted. If it is bright red, it is extremely dangerous time right now. If it is reddish saffron, then it is very, very dangerous. Then slowly, slowly. The green belt has never come since September 11. Insecurity, that is called upadrata, always being disturbed. Zika virus is now disturbing. They have found Zika forest is in Uganda. I spent my childhood there. There's a Zika forest, and now they are breeding the mosquitoes and studying there. It's called Zika mosquitoes. And these mosquitoes have been found to produce dengue, malaria, even Nile virus, as well as this chikungunya. All these diseases by a single mosquito. This look like what they call nuclear head missile. It is going on like that. There are about 10 cases already 3 days before in Florida. Watch out. Sleep under mosquito nets. You know. Zika is very much insensitive to ordinary sprays, Bagon and what not. It's disturbing situation. And disturbance is going to increase. So prayana alpayushya sabyakala asmin yuge janaha mandaha sumanda mataya manda bhagya hi upadruta. These are our qualification. And there are no incarnations coming to save us. And if they come and do something, we will ignore because we do not know. Our intelligence does not perceive what is meant by divinity that they are spreading to save us. So, in this way, this Kali Yuga is very treacherous. It is said to be, you know, the ocean of faults. Doshanidhi. Kalau doshanidhe rajan. Parikshit Maharaj, listen, this Kali Yuga is the ocean of faults. There are no good qualities except one. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangam Param Prajit. Chanting Lord Krishna's glories. Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One can cross over this ocean of nisyans called Kali Yuga. Ocean of darkness, no hope, no. Everything is like a hope against hope, is a hopeless situation. When you have this desire, but it is not fulfilled, therefore you put up another hope and it's not fulfilled. So how much heaps of unfulfilled desires you are going to go? You can't be satisfied even. So, in this hopeless situation, there is only one good quality, and it is unparalleled quality, and it is the topmost quality, and it is the most important thing, that simply by glorifying the holy name of Lord Krishna, people will cross over this nisyans. So what do we want? We want to cross over by take the good advantage of only the holy name of Lord Krishna. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam. Why Krishna and nobody else's name? Bhagavatam does not recommend any other name but only Krishna's. Do you think it is meant for only Krishna? But why all the devatas like Brahma, Shivji, Narad, Vyasadeva, then all other Mahajanas, 12 Mahajanas, they tell the glories of Lord Krishna. And they are the authorities of showing us the way how they are worshipping Him just for the sake of remaining situated in eternal occupation of the soul. What is the occupation of the soul? What is your occupation? Oh, I'm a doctor, I'm an engineer. This is the occupation of the body, not the soul. What is the occupation of soul? Vyavasaya Atmika Buddhi. Atmika Buddhi, but pertaining to Vyavasaya. Vyavasaya means function, service, activity. What is the soul's activity and what is the intelligence that is required? But Krishna says it is only one. Atmika's Vyavasaya Buddhi is only one. And those who do not have that one intelligence, then they have multifarious branches of intelligence without Krishna consciousness. So can you imagine, we forgot everything in Kali Yuga. Atma's Vyavasaya we forgot. And what was the cause of forgetting? Krishna also declares in Bhagavad Gita, Bhogeshwarya prasaktanam taya aprata chetasam व्यवसायात्मिका बुद्धि समाधौ न विधीयते। Those who are engrossed in bhog aishwarya, means sense gratificatory life, in their mind, the intelligence is never fixed on Atma's vyavasaya. They are engrossed, and that's why they are not chanting. Atma's vyavasaya is always to serve Paramatma. How do you serve Paramatma? Chant his glorification, that is the best service. Chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the best service to please Lord Krishna. Actually, loving service, if you chant with love, then it becomes devotional service. Devotion means loving service. If the love is absent, there is no fun. So don't be mechanical. Chant unceasingly. Bible says that if you want to chant, chant unceasingly. And don't chant in vain. Vain means useless. There is a purpose for chanting. Chanting is divine, and divinity has its own realm and spreading out potencies. Divinity is a potency. Mechanical potency is there, electrical potency is there, hydraulic potencies are there, so many sources of energy even in the material life. Similarly, there is a divine potency. It is also belonging to divine, as other material potencies are also belonging to divine. But we abuse, and we have to use the divine potencies. How will you get divine potencies? First of all, Krishna is claiming that each and every soul is his part and parcel. Krishna is divine, therefore the soul is also divine. We may have forgotten because of imposition of this effect of the three modes in especially Kali Yuga. That's why we do not know what is our soul's occupation. Those who are wise, those who are intelligent, they will chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and experience the potency of the divinity. Everybody else is borrowing this divinity. Those who borrow the potency from the Lord, the Lord is saying, yes, they are also my part and parcel. Then why don't you do? Why do you have to borrow from the borrower? Do you have to borrow the potency from one who has borrowed? A person who has money, he can lend money, right? But why somebody who has already got money as from a lender, and you go and, can I have some money? Has anybody done that? It's not a general norm. It's a not normal thing. If somebody has borrowed the divinity, that borrowing is for him to serve the Supreme from whom he has borrowed. Why do we need potency? To serve. Not for enjoyment. Because you are in debt. An indebtor cannot enjoy separately. So therefore, it is advised, go to Krishna, borrow his potency. Brahma did it. Everybody does that. What's wrong with us? That we are trying to borrow the potency from one who is already an indebtor. Does it make sense? No? Yeah.
Does it make sense?
Doesn't make sense. We should not borrow from a debtor. He will not help us. Have you heard second mortgage?
Come in.
He is using backdoor policy. The second mortgage, all right? You have got the first mortgage from the bank, all right? You must have paid off some mortgage, but at the same time, there is a sort of qualification for getting the second mortgage. You have to put again the same home for a collateral. How do you get a second mortgage?
Same home again.
Yeah. Put your home again at the risk. Alright? And then start paying off. But your indebtedness increases or decreases?
Increases.
So can you imagine in 8.4 million species of life that we have gone through a process of evolution of consciousness, and how much energy we must have borrowed directly, indirectly from the source of all energy? How much indebtedness we have? In every life we are trying to fulfill our desires from borrowed energy. We must have created millions of indebtedness, millions of mortgages over one mortgage. The original mortgage, no, we are simply paying interest. The capital is not being paid at all. And this is how the punishment is levied upon a person who keeps on increasing his indebtedness. When you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, understanding all this indebtedness, and try to glorify the Almighty who has not yet given you a punishment. If he is like us, he would have done long time back and virtually squared out our existence. But he is a very kind father. He gives opportunity to understand him. So, when one genuinely calls out his name, all that divine potency is still available in a debtor. And a debtor will be this time very careful not to utilize this borrowed energy in sense gratification. Rather, in the activities which are going to please him. That's devotional service. Chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the first act of devotion, where Shravanam, hearing the holy name and vibrating the holy name, Kirtanam. These two are the foundational. which is resulting in remembrance, which is an eternal activity. Remembering Him all the time. So, if you remember the indebtedness, you will remember Krishna. Most of the people in today's world do business on borrowed money and forget the lender. And go to MasterCard or Visa or any American Express. They have all plastic money. They say, borrow from us, borrow from us, and we'll chew you up. How many percent of interest? Exuberant amount. When people, out of sense gratification, because they are used to borrow the potency, they are blinded. In India, we used to pay cash and get the work done, right? Yeah. We would never like to become, indebted. That was a different culture, that's why. Otherwise, the whole Western world is based on borrowing, the indebtedness. No wonder. Do you know how many trillions of dollars of indebtedness USA has? The greatest out of all the countries. And they measure the one who has greater indebtedness is the greatest country. Have you ever heard this? Why? Because they are the greatest consumer. They want to chew up all the resources of this potency through the earth and to the dwellings on the nations and so many. You work for us. We are the greatest consumer. You pay the price according to what we dictate. Otherwise, we'll be at war with you. That's how Iraq war was started in 1992. Out of the APEC countries, Iraq was the only one that said, no, we want to increase the price of the crude oil by $2.50. And George Bush, number one, he said, oh, they're going to change our lifestyle. They are going to change our lifestyle. He said that. Our standard of living is the highest and they want us to go into more indebtedness by repaying their crude oil. Better we go to the war with them. This is the only reason. And second Bush found nothing but weapons of mass destruction in the air. Right? And he continued the war and put us into more indebtedness. This is Kali Yuga, Krishna's agent. The demoniac quality is going to fight amongst themselves. But we have to save ourselves. We are not part of them. We are not that much engrossed in bhoga aishwarya prasaktana. Prasakta means made after enjoyment of sense gratification. Taya apratachetasam. Apratachetasam means those whose consciousness is stolen. The awareness, the intelligence has been stolen away. To them, vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhavna vidhiyate. the occupation of the soul and intelligence pertaining to it will never arise. But those who are striving to chant the holy name, not only repeatedly, but regularly, not only regularly, but honestly, trying to surrender to Krishna. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam, with love and devotion. Dadami buddhi yogam tena mamupayanti te. To them I will give them required intelligence by which they will be able to come to me. The soul has the journey. In the material world he doesn't do any journey. A repeated birth and death, maybe different families. Every time, what good it is, you can't remember, but you are more obligated to even liberate your previous parents. Time. Okay. Cut the cake?
Yeah.
Okay.
Question answers.
All right. But this is the point. Cut the cake a little late. So, the idea is that better take up the process, cultivate the awareness to pay off the debt to Lord Krishna. Even though we cannot pay off, doesn't matter. Krishna gives tricks, gives concession. So many things are said that one has to surrender to Krishna. My dear Lord, I have nothing but you. I am a pauper. I don't have anything to pay you. But then actually you should become. Become exhausted with these attachments of so-called ignorance. Then you will become free from all the obligations. Devarshi bhutaptandranam pitronam nayam kinkaru nachar narpatim charajan sarvatmanaye saranam saranyam gato mukundam parirattikrityam. Otherwise, everybody who is an earning member, they have obligations. Obligations. Devtao ka obligation. Rishi Munis who guided us on the path of religion, even for the purpose of fulfilling our material desire, go to Ganesh and go to Shiva and go to Parvati and do, you know, so many karmakandas. Obligation. They have guided. Alright? Nanam, we are in a society. We are obligated to each other. We belong to a society. Alone, you cannot live. You cannot exist alone. Only madman lives alone. Pitranam, our forefathers, we are supposed to deliver them. They were also supposed to deliver their parents. Everybody is obligated. Moreover, the servants or assistant that we say, or employees, they are supposed to pay. The government, Raja, Narpatim, we are obligated to pay the tax to the government. But Sarvatmanaya Saranam Saranyam, one who has wholehearted surrendered to Lord Krishna. Gato mukundam parirattya kritiyam. He is not obligated to pay anything. All your obligations are gone. Even the government honors this, both in India, United States, also. Parirati Kritya. So, we are required to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Don't become careless and very constrained in your heart that you will not allow Krishna name to utter through your tongue. Do not become so much ununderstandable. Become simple. If you have love in your heart, then call out the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. You know, He is the origin through the verdict of the Shastras, through the verdict of all the 12 Mahajans, through the verdict of Krishna teaching Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, through the verdict of Srimad Bhagavatam, through the verdict of any Vedic literature. He fulfills all the perfect and complete characteristics of the Supreme Person. This is the opinion of Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Nimbark Swami, Madhvacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and our spiritual master also bringing the same verdict. So please have a heart for chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So thank you very much. Anybody has any question?
After knowing the glories, the potency of the holy name, the fact that this is the way of deliverance in this Kali Yuga, what really stops us when we give those 2 hours of chanting, when we do 16 rounds, what really stops us from, you know, focusing those 2 hours, rather in those 2 hours also the mind goes here and there, you know, how to make sure that we give that quality in that small period of time that we give one day, every day?
Ignorance. Ignorance of efficacy of the holy name should be removed. Understand that everything that exists, right, is expressed in 3 categories. There are 3 sources of Krishna's energy that are existing. You can experience this. First is called Daivi Shakti or internal potency. On the other side is external potency, and in the middle is called marginal potency. But unless and until the potencies are manifested, you cannot think of the potential. Right? So Haridas Thakur is explaining starting from this point. Now, understand what are the examples of internal potencies that are manifested. It's not a belief system. We have knowledge of material potencies manifested. Right? Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and ego, which is bound up by mode of goodness, passion and ignorance, and it comes formation. The whole world is the formation of the material potency, except the indwelling animator, is the soul, which is not manifested by material potency. The quality of the soul is belonging to internal potency, but it is so small that the three modes of material nature are overpowering. So he is in the margin, in between, like a sandwiched, crushed between the two. Qualitative oneness is there, but because quantitative difference is there, he is insignificant and overpowered by Krishna's external potencies. So, external potency is also manifested, and you are also manifested. And you say, without even knowledge, that this is my head, this is my body, this is... But you are expressing yourself as body only. When you say my, means this is my property. Property is called a belonging. So when you use the word mine, means that is your property. It's a belonging. The body is belonging to you. But you are not the body. A property cannot become a proprietor. Who is occupying the body? The proprietor. So you are proprietor or property? Who are you?
Proprietor.
You are proprietor. Then never call this is me. You'll be liberated. Always, you know, think about this. If I'm not the property and I'm proprietor, then why should I become succumb to the pressures of the property? You can come from your house anytime you want. You can stay anytime. Right? It's up to you because you are the proprietor. But the third potency, the internal potency, is also manifested. And it is present in the form of the holy name, holy dham. All the pastimes are also been enacted on that level of internal potency. This internal potency has the three qualities, which is eternal, fully knowledgeable, and blissful. If you are constitutionally part of that fully knowledgeable, eternal, and blissful particle of the whole, which is what we call Krishna, then at least qualitative oneness is there. So by quality, you can associate with the Supreme. At the time of death, when quitting this material body, if your consciousness is geared on Krishna, antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram saprayati matbhavam jati natrashamsha, there is no doubt that you will come to me and achieve my bhava. My bhava means the realm of eternity. So, unless and until internal potency is manifested, why have you manifested? So through a deliberate and analytical understanding of the efficacy of the holy name, which is the manifestation of the internal potency of the Lord, internal potency is known as that there is no difference between the subject and object. They are one and the same. So if you chant the holy name of Krishna, Krishna is present in the holy name. If you chant water, water, or Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola, nothing is present there. The name does not represent Coca-Cola. The substance represents Coca-Cola. So there is a gulf of difference between the material name and spiritual name. You have been given a spiritual name belonging to your nature and relationship to Krishna, not to the body. Therefore, for your mother, you will be the same person. And whichever name in relationship, they have biblical name, Quranic name, Baltic name, and this, our Vedic names. Foolish people give Rinku Tinku without meaning to Krishna. Live a life of meaningful. That is real. And we have to know through this efficacy of the Holy Name. Even illiterate Haridas, low-born Muslim, Yavan, can spell out by the mercy of the Holy Name. So, because he was serving the Holy Name. He was chanting, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
With full conviction, he did not care what will be the repercussions. He was beaten in 22 marketplaces to give up this by the Muslim rulers. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came during the time after the Mughals departed, Nawabs came, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also came. So we have historical record that he not only inaugurated the movement of chanting, congregational chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but he shows the power of the Holy Name. So what is in a name? A rose is a rose just by this, the name that it smells sweet. But rose substance and rose smell, both are different. Krishna and His Holy Name are known different. If you chant Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada sees that Krishna is dancing on your tongue. So where is the difference? You may not realize. But Prabhupada becomes so happy. Why? To see Krishna dancing on your tongue. It's not a whimsical thinking, but it's an experiential truth. Pratyakshavagamantanyam susukham kartam avyayam. This will dispel all the miseries in our life and put us into a very happy, you know, and everlasting happiness. Susukham kartam avyayam. Avyayam means inexhaustible. So please chant Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna.
There are many, many things that what prevents. We have to know that too. Haridas Thakur goes on, which will require a seminar. Come on. We'll see next time. Generally, this seminar on the chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra is for those who are chanting. So, next time when I come, everybody should chant. Then I'll give a very systematic understanding, and you know, you can take, I will take 2-3 days also on a seminar. All right.
So,
yeah.
So, you know, when you say systematic chants, just like we chant systematically on the beads, 16 rounds, but sometimes, you know, people think that, you know, not think, but they do the chanting in their mind, or when they go to temple, they think of the kirtans and they respect the other devotees. Is that enough? Or should we have to do it? We really have to do this way?
In this age, chanting itself is enough, but not any other things. The 16 rounds of japa, they constitute chanting. Kirtan is other thing. Sankirtan is a congregational chanting. But your own japa, you know, this most valuable thing that will be revealed to you through the chanting. Nama, Rupa, Guna, Lila, all the three things are revealed by the Nama. And revelation is more important than belief, blind belief. Christians want to think about revelations in material way. They are not revelations. They are called miracles. And not only miracles, but it is even, what is the use? Prabhupada said, if things are available in the market, the same thing, if by revelation come to you, what is the difference? If they are available, material things are available in the market, and if by believing in Jesus and material revelations come to you, does it mean it's spiritual? Does no little Christian theology can?
Could you give an example,
Maharaj? For example, okay. In Bible it comes that Jesus Christ led his tribe into promised land. Also in Old Testament, Abraham was told to lead the tribal people to the promised land. The promised land was given an allegory of the land with flowing milk and honey. Alright? It means opulence, abundance. If things are available in abundance, I saw that word hanging in your wall. Watch out. I don't know why did you put that. I was wondering. So, abundance means it's available to you and more than necessary. Is it not? How is it becoming spiritual? Starting from the daily prayer, our Father in the heaven, give us our daily bread, to the life of abundance simply by living, means where is the spirituality? What is the divinity? Their definition of divinity is different. It is not anti-material. So Prabhupada claims in Bhagavatam and our Vedas claim that spirituality is not the material thing. Otherwise, there is no spiritual realm at all. They know the soul and the super soul. And the Lord or the divinity exists in three ways, like the Father, the Holy Ghost, and
the Son, Jesus.
No, three.
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, yes. Right? So, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, they are on the spiritual level. Right? But what about the ghost means we are like ghost. Let me tell you. Mind, intelligence, ego, the subtle body is a ghostly body. Right? So, ghost means that it is a material situation, not a spiritual person. When material mind, material intelligence and material ego is there hanging, it's covering our soul, that is the ghost. Right? So he is always asking that, dear Lord, you are the giver of life of abundance. Means material assets. Abundance. This is how the loading over and the competition to load over the entire globe of earth began. And where is the spirituality? It is untouched. Simply by believing Jesus. Because he has shed his blood for your sins, he is ready to take you, so you accept Christianity and keep on, you know, asking for life of abundance. What is the aim? Therefore, we have to understand through the monastic life of Christianity, which has some tinge of spirituality. Otherwise, this mass conversions of Christians throughout the world, they are failing. They are not creating the liberated persons. Believers, they are changing from one belief to another. So therefore Prabhupada says that belief can be changed. Today you are Christian, tomorrow you will become Muslim. And so many Muslim, Islam is the fastest growing religion in US of A. And they are joining ISIS. And similar thing is happening in India too. They are calling and kids run away. Spirituality in common man is absent. But our Vedic religion says our common man of that Vedic inheritance has a distinction of spirituality from material. So therefore, Om Asato Ma Sadgamaya Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya Mrityur Ma Amritam Gamaya. So Asat, Tamas and Mrityu, they are ignorance, and come out from the life of ignorance and accept the life of reality. Amritam is reality. Knowledgeability is reality. You don't have to join a college or a university to obtain this knowledge, because they don't know even. Their knowledge is leading only to the stomach, nowhere else. So, life of abundance. It's a hoax, hallucination. Remain simply. Become a pauper. Exhaust. Queen Kunti is telling, my dear Lord, Janma Aishwarya Sruta Sribhi Edamana Madhapuman Naivaharatam Abhidatam Vai Tvam Akinchana Gocharam. Akinchan means exhausted from the material assets. High parentage, janma, sruta, too much learning of the academics, sri, too much beautifying, the level of beautification is going up and up. Estee Lauderdale, or whatever, what do you call Lauder? Estee Lauder? And Maybelline, they are changing the line of product and keep you busy? Sri means beauty, but they are becoming more uglier. Aishwarya, opulence. All these four are actually detrimental to push you towards Krishna consciousness. Naivaharatam abhidhatam vaitvam akinchan gojaram. You are not accessible to these four kinds of people, but one who has exhausted from them. Akinchana. Phakkar Baba, what they call. In Hindi, Phakkar Baba means kuch nahi. He has a kamandalu and a langoti. This is his possession. Right. So, namo akinchana vittaya, my dear Krishna, you are the property of those who have exhausted from the material possessions. Nivritta guna vritte. Guna vritti means they became free from the effect of the mode of goodness, passion and ignorance. Atmaramaya shantaya. Because they acquired your quality to remain self-satisfied. Therefore they are peaceful. And kaivalyapate nama. You are the sole property of these devotees. You are the sole property of the devotee. If they don't have any property, but Krishna is their property, wow. Prabhupada says, in India now they have been calling us CIA agent and we have a lot of money. And why should they become jealous? We have accepted Krishna as our father, who is the richest of all. Therefore, we are richest. Tell them bluntly. Don't become jealous. Even though we remain Phakkar Baba. That's the kind of potency is there. So, thank you very much.